Hey listeners, it's your host Destiny. This is episode 29 of Reflection of Dest podcast. Let's talk about keeping your relationship problems away from social media. First of all, your followers don't even need to know your business anyway, so why would you even go to social media to tell your business? Keep it private. Please keep it private. Once you bring your relationship issues to social media, you allow others to get in your business, throw judgment towards you and your partner, and view your business as entertainment. You know people love messy drama. People feed into drama over social media, especially when it's relationship drama. Plus, your relationship isn't a reality show, so be mindful with what you post. You need to sit down and discuss your relationship issues with your man or woman face to face. That's the mature way to go about the situation, so the two of you can solve your problem or at least try to. And of course, I know you won't go run into your partner right away when you're upset with them. Like, what type of person is going to run up to another person that they upset with and be ready to discuss what's going on without saying something different? Disrespectful. Like, we all human. So with that being said, you'll need to cool down first. During that cooling down period, do not vent to social media about what's going on, especially if you feel like you'll regret what you had said in the next few minutes or a few hours. You know how you get upset and then you post something crazy and you get everybody attention, and then all of a sudden you be like, damn, I should have never even posted that in the first place. Now I got everybody in my business and knowing what's going on when I should have just kept that to myself. And then I can give y'all like other ways you can probably cool down without trying to go to social media. Go take a walk, write in a journal, go for a little ride in your car for a little while to like chill out, listen to some music, shoot, even take a nap to calm yourself down so you'll be ready to discuss what's going on between you and your partner when both of y'all are calm. So when you're calm, let your partner know that you're like good, and then also make sure that they're calm and fully ready too, because you don't want one of you to be all calm and straight and stuff like that and then the other person is still upset. Like, y'all both need to be level-headed and both need to be on an equal level of being calm and everything. And make sure when you're having this discussion that the two of you are respectful and understanding towards one another, so you can be able to make things better and get the problem solved quicker. But I know sometimes it takes time to solve certain situations, certain issues. It just depends on what y'all are upset about and stuff like that. And venting to social media, I feel like it's very unnecessary when it comes to relationship problems and stuff, especially if you want a healthy relationship. And plus, your family and friends, they don't always need to know when you're having problems in your relationship too, because they'll start adding their two cents in and start getting in your head, which can sometimes make you think worse about the situation you're going through, and they can just feed into more of the negative energy and make you even more upset than you probably already was. So I mean, sometimes maybe every now and then you might go to like a friend or family and not go on social media and stuff like that and tell them what's going on, and then after you tell them that one little problem, they'll bring it up again once you start talking about your boo or whatever and stuff like that. You know how people remember more negative stuff about what you told them about your relationship or who you with and stuff, and they always find a way to bring it up when things are good or if you come to them again about some other type of problem and stuff like that. But the whole point is, I want y'all to know, is just keep your business between you and your boo, like between the two of you. Your relationship holds more value than a stupid social media post that would cause even more problems. Be careful how you react off of your emotions, because your emotions can make you do things that you'll regret, basically. I'm just like, keep it straight, keep it 100, keep it real with y'all. Sometimes your emotions can get you in more trouble than you think. And nowadays, people are so quick to go to social media and bash their partner and stuff without actually sitting down with their partner first and discussing things with them. And then making that post can, like I was saying earlier, brings other people into your business and stuff like that. And especially for the nosy people that was waiting for y'all to have some big fallout and then come in and try to ruined a relationship or have some other type of motive where it can break your relationship even more and stuff like that. And I mean, it's cool and all to, I don't know. I don't want to say it's cool and all, maybe every now and then, maybe like put a subliminal like post or whatever. Maybe nobody know what you're talking about, like an in general post. But don't go around just tagging your wife, husband, boyfriend, girlfriend, fiance or whatever. Talk about how they treat you so bad and stuff like that all over social media, and then go right back around and make up with them and everything all good and stuff like that. And just to be talking about that, it's this one person that I follow on social media, like we follow each other on social media, and this person always talk about how their partner don't do this, don't do that, and treat them all wrong and stuff like that, always venting to social media, like crying and making all kind of posts about how hurt they are and stuff like that, and then turn back around and get back with their boo. I cannot stand when people do that. That's why I'm against posting what's going on in your relationship on social media, because if you know you love that person deep down in your heart and you know if you are going to turn around and just start talking to them again and completely ignore what they did to you, or I don't know, just don't care at all anymore, then just keep it to yourself, because nobody want to keep on seeing the same post over and over. And that's how people just be talking junk and assuming that they know everything that's going on in your relationship, because you put it out there. The stuff that you put out on social media or anywhere, people pay attention to that, especially if it's something like really serious, something that's going to catch their attention, something that's gonna be like, oh wow, they going through that, they got this and that going on and stuff, and then they might view y'all as a couple. Oh, there they go again, a couple that's always fighting and arguing with each other and stuff. Some people be going to the extreme when it comes to all that bull crap and all that. And I'm gonna be honest, in the past when I was in my little relationship and stuff like that, like I would vent to social media, you know, express how I feel to a certain extent, but I wouldn't go that deep in details about what's going on. But I have in the past did, like, you know, kind of express myself about what's going on through social media without talking to my partner first and stuff like that. It's best to have good communication with your partner. Even if y'all mad at each other, it's best to work on your communication skills in a relationship anyway, especially when y'all going through a rough patch in y'all relationship and stuff like that. But yeah, I want to give y'all the question of this episode. You know how I give you the question of the episode and then you hashtag ROD podcast. And the question for episode 29 is, do you vent to social media about your relationship problems? If so, why? I would like for y'all to share y'all thoughts on social media using the hashtag ROD podcast. I will post it on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, where y'all can communicate with me through there. And if y'all want me to, I can share y'all response on the podcast episode. Well, not episode. Yeah, I can share your response on the next podcast episode and, you know, recap about what happened or whatnot. But yeah, that's basically how I feel about just coming to social media about your relationship problems. Just keep your relationship stuff away from all of that and stuff like that. But yeah, I hope everyone that listened to this episode enjoyed it. I enjoyed talking about this topic, and I hope everyone is having a good night. Right now it's currently 8:00 p.m. where I am, and I don't know what time y'all gonna be listening to this. So good night, good morning, and yeah, I'll be back with more episodes. Bye.